This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 Minute Grammar
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 Minute Grammar with me, Neil.
And me, Sophie. Hello.
In this programme, we're going to show you how to use the words for and since with the present perfect tense.
That's right. And there'll be a quiz at the end of the show, so listen carefully.
Let's get started. Catherine here.
Hello.
Has got two sentences for us, but which one uses present perfect?
I've worked at the BBC for 8 years. I worked at the BBC for 8 years.
Thank you, Catherine. And the first sentence, I've worked at the BBC for 8 years, is in the present perfect tense. It means that Catherine started work at the BBC 8 years ago and still works at the BBC now.
The second sentence is in the past simple and the meaning is different. I worked at the BBC for 8 years means the speaker worked for the BBC in the past, but they don't work there now. Let's hear those again.
I've worked at the BBC for 8 years. I worked at the BBC for 8 years.
So, the present perfect helps us talk about situations that started in the past and are still happening now. We make the present perfect tense with the subject plus have or has.
Or haven't or hasn't.
Yes. Subject plus have, has, haven't or hasn't, plus the past participle form of the verb. Some more examples, please, Catherine.
Alicia has lived in Paris since 1996. I've known Alex for 20 years.
So these situations are still happening. Alicia still lives in Paris.
And Catherine and Alex are still friends.
And both examples have a time expression. Here's the first one again.
Alicia has lived in Paris since 1996.
The word since gives the exact point in the past when the situation started. A particular year, for example, since 1996.
And the point in the past that we use with since could be a day, a month, a season, or a time of day. Catherine.
They've been married since March. I've been ill since last Friday. Farouk has drunk 3 cups of coffee since 2 o'clock.
The point in the past can also be a situation or event.
I haven't eaten anything since I got up. I've known Alex since primary school.
So that's since to refer to a point in time when a situation started.
Now let's look at for. We use for with the present perfect tense to say how long a situation has lasted.
I've known Alex for 20 years.
For 20 years. Catherine met Alex 20 years ago and they still know each other now. So it's present perfect plus for plus a length of time.
I've known Alex for 20 years.
The length of time could be for 6 months, for a week, for 2 minutes, for 10 seconds.
For 50 years, for 10,000 years.
You're listening
to bbclearningenglish.com.
And we're talking about the present perfect tense with for and since. Did you know, Sophie, I've worked at the BBC for 13 years.
Have you really, Neil?
Yes, I have. And I haven't had a day off sick since I started.
Really?
No, not really. How long have you worked at the BBC, Sophie?
Well, Neil, I've done bits and bobs for about a year.
You can also ask this question with the present perfect continuous tense like this.
How long have you been working at the BBC?
It's very similar to the present perfect simple tense and is common when we're asking about temporary or unfinished situations and activities.
And now it's quiz time. Neil will give the answers. Number one, which sentence is correct? A, I've lived here since 2 years. Or B, I've lived here for 2 years.
It's B, I've lived here for 2 years.
Number two, A, Mika hasn't spoken to Jackie for they went on holiday. B, Mika hasn't spoken to Jackie since they went on holiday.
It's B, Mika hasn't spoken to Jackie since they went on holiday.
And number three, A, you have been listening to 6 Minute Grammar for the last 6 minutes. B, you're listening to 6 Minute Grammar for the last 6 minutes.
It's A, you have been listening to 6 Minute Grammar for the last 6 minutes, because you're still listening.
We hope.
There's lots more about this on our website, bbclearningenglish.com. Join us again for some more 6 Minute Grammar.
Bye-bye.
Bye.